Teacher Who Threatened Kavanaugh Quits, Paul's Wife Sleeping with Loaded Gun. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Wednesday, October 10, 2018. The teacher who suggested killing U.S. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh isn't teaching anymore. The pink-haired special education teacher with Groucho Marx eyebrows has resigned her position with Minnesota's Intermediate School District 917. Resigned is the polite term for the ending of this unhinged woman's career of forming young minds, but at any rate, the teacher's imprudent assassination threat wasn't the only one. And Kavanaugh wasn't the only target. GOP senators certain to vote for him, and some not, were the subject of a harassment campaign since at least early September. The threat. The trouble for the teacher, identified as one Samantha Ness, began when she unloaded this invitation to mayhem on Twitter, "So who's gonna take one for the team and kill Kavanaugh?" After that, she seemed to backpedal. "Brett Kavanaugh will be dealing with death threats for the rest of his life being on the Supreme Court. I doubt my Midwest ass is a real threat." The school board was not amused, and put the angry "Believe Women" activist on paid leave. According to the Minneapolis Star Tribune, the district said Tuesday that the instructor at the Alliance Education Center, whom it did not name, had voluntarily resigned from her position with the district. In a statement posted on the district's website, Intermediate School District 917 Superintendent Mark Zuzik wrote that the staff member did not make the post on Twitter while at school, adding that there were no school devices, equipment, or other school staff involved in the actions. The Star Tribune did not name the teacher because authorities have not charged her with a crime. Leftist violence and threats of murder. Kavanaugh's elevation has occasioned more than a little anger from the left. Mobs of crazy women and their beta male spear carriers have banged on the doors to the Supreme Court, and even shut down traffic in Portland. But even worse, senators have received multiple threatening messages. Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado said someone texted his wife a video of a beheading and published the names and addresses of his family members. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul's wife sleeps with a loaded gun nearby, she told Breitbart News. "We've updated all of our security systems at home," she said. "I sleep with a loaded gun by my bed. I'm home alone a lot, obviously when Rand is in Washington, D.C., and so I've got deadbolts all around my house so that if someone's in my house when I go to bed I'm deadbolted in three different levels." She's right to be scared. Cops recently collared a former Democratic House staff member for publishing the phone numbers and addresses of GOP senators. But even a month before the vote, Senator Susan Collins, R. Maine, who voted for Kavanaugh's confirmation, received a barrage of angry, violent calls and emails. Callers viciously attacked Collins and her staff, sending 3,000 coat hangers to her office, an allusion to the so-called coat hanger abortion women performed on themselves before Roe v. Wade legalized murdering the unborn. According to NBC, some callers have been particularly abusive, according to recordings obtained by NBC News from her office. The profanity-laced voicemails reveal the anger over Kavanaugh's nomination and, potentially at her should she vote to confirm him, as well, NBC reported. One caller on Friday, September 7 at 6:11 p.m., left a message saying, in part, "If you care at all about women's choice, vote no on Kavanaugh. Don't be a dumb bitch. F**k you also." In a second voicemail, the caller calls Collins a feckless woman standing there letting Trump and his appointees steal the right to choose what women do with their bodies. "And you stood by, oh, I don't know. I'm so naive, F**k you. And in a letter sent to her Portland, Maine office, the writer on August 9 says that "every waitress who serves you is going to spit in your food, and that's if you're lucky, you F**k ing C**. Think of that every meal." Another caller told one of Collins' staffers, a 25-year-old woman, that he hoped she would be raped and impregnated. After the vote, the hatred intensified. A major feminist group, Women's March, called Collins a rape apologist for not believing the evidence free, uncorroborated, and refuted allegations against Kavanaugh. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.